Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Aditi, we privately texted about this a little bit, the TJ Watt Instagram post, him putting the peace sign up. Everybody nationally has come to the same conclusion. This was not him just going through pictures on his phone and saying, I like this one. It looks nice. I think I'll post it randomly just for fun. No, there was deeper meaning to it. Your thoughts on the Steelers' current possible stalemate with their best player?
I feel so repetitive. I'm going to say the exact same thing that I said the last time that TJ Watt was in this position and he had the quote-unquote hold-in during training camp, and the sticking point at that point was how much guaranteed money the Steelers wanted to offer beyond year one. And my line then was that just because you have done business one way, just because you have always done business one way, doesn't mean that you have to keep doing business that way. It's not a good enough reason to continue doing the same thing in this era, in this generation, in this time for X particular player solely because that's the way you've always done this. So we know that there was an opportunity to actually do a deal with TJ Watt last year before Max Crosby got his money, before Myles Garrett got his money. And the Steelers have not previously done a deal with a player before the year that it's due, essentially, outside of the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. That's not a good enough rationale for me. Sometimes you have a player that is that good, that is that meaningful to your franchise, who has done everything that he possibly can and continues to do and is constantly the good soldier. I mean, TJ Watt could run his mouth at any point. What he has brought to that team, the level of professionalism, the focus that he has, even you look at the end of this past season and the points during the year where he seemed to disappear a little bit. There was absolutely no defensiveness. There was no blaming anybody else. There was only, you know what, I need to get better. I need to figure out a way to move along on the line. I need to not be so stuck in the way that I've done things before. I mean, all he did was turn it on himself and promise to recommit. This is a player that you pay for. This is a player that means that much to your culture, to your locker room, to who you want to be. It seems silly to me. It really does. And if this is now going to be this protracted deal where there are going to be hard feelings and you're going to have to listen to fans once again say that a player is not worth it. Don't you guys remember this? Do you remember that training camp where fans were just so adamantly against TJ Watt and how dare he be the player to demand money in a different way than any other Steelers player has? And then do you remember what he did in that first game against Buffalo?
Yeah, he was the best player, and then Mike Tomlin said he was an alien or not from planet Earth or something like that.
Exactly. Like, come on. Why do this? Why rile up your fan base? Why get your fan base to sit here and say negative things about a player that means everything to you? It doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't.
Does this make sense to you? And it's a complete subject change, so it's not related to TJ Watt. Shedeur Sanders slides, let's say, past the Saints with the 9th overall pick, and the Steelers pounce at pick 21 and draft Deion's son.
I mean, if they have that much interest in him.
Do you think that they do?
It is very, very hard for me to... Gosh, I wish that like you would sometimes send me these questions in advance so I can think about how to diplomatically phrase it.
Oh, but that I like it better like this. I like the spontaneity in the extemporaneous
how do I say
Tony has a big smirk on his face right now.
Because I am not the strongest believer in Mike Tomlin's assessment of quarterback play up until this point.
Welcome. You're in wonderful, kind territory on this show, Aditi.
Perhaps he will prove me wrong, but there are certain people, when they tell me certain things about quarterbacks, I just, no question, no skepticism, completely believe how they assess a quarterback or how they evaluate a quarterback or what they believe a quarterback is capable of within their system. That's just not my feelings on Mike Tomlin right now. And so do I feel that Mike Tomlin believes that Shedeur Sanders is his answer for the next 10 years? Or do I think anything is possible when Mike Tomlin is making the decision. Can I say that?
Yes, that's a great quote that makes total sense to us. I will also pivot to a new topic then. Schefter came out and said, hey, the one date that will cause some Steelers personnel to get squeamish about Rodgers not coming here is if he isn't signed by the start of OTAs on Monday, because that will mean he will have at least missed something that the team would want him to be present for. Like, hey, you know what the offense is, but we want you to get here and actually get acclimated in it, get to know your teammates, etc. So Schefter said if he's not here Monday and signed, then they might start to get cold feet or start to wonder if it's actually going to happen. Do you think that that's a plausible theory on Adam's part?
100%. And isn't this what I've been saying to you for a good month now? Everything that I know from every conversation that I've had with Aaron Rodgers, including at the end of the season, when we had extensive conversation about the Jets, his younger teammates, what he had been through in trying to help the Jets franchise the last 2 years, plus conversations that I've had with personnel people, executives, and coaches who have talked to him through this process, has been that Aaron Rodgers may not necessarily have the appetite for an off-season program and having to marshal through a new culture, help new teammates, help young teammates, push people along. I've said this to you for quite some time. The Vikings were so appealing because in his mind and in many people's minds, that's a team that's ready to make a run at the Super Bowl. It is in a completely professional outfit that just got significantly better on both sides of the line, that is playing outstanding defense, that has a lot of superstar power, and that already has a really strong leadership base in that locker room. That's a team that Aaron Rodgers could slide into and in theory, take them to the Super Bowl. The Vikings have made the decision we're going to ride with our young guy, J.J. McCarthy, for now. So as this was put to me by somebody who's had more recent conversations with Aaron Rodgers, an NFL person who's had more recent conversations than I've had, there are a lot of people that are not convinced, or there are a lot of people that feel Aaron Rodgers is more likely to retire It's definitely, let me say it this way. Aaron Rodgers is more likely to retire than he is to come to a team that he doesn't believe is a Super Bowl contender. He's had a great career. It's a Hall of Fame career. He's made plenty of money. He's 41 years old. He's got tons of other interests. He's a voracious reader, as I've told you. He's curious about the world. Seriously.
No, I know.
Does he want to, at the age of 41, having already made $400, $500 million, does he want to once again come into a locker room where he has to help remake the locker room, where he has to be the leader, where he has to push young guys along, where he has to tell guys, hey, this is the difference between being a Hall of Fame receiver and being a one-trick wonder or a one-trick pony? Does he really have the appetite for that?
I mean, when you put it that way, you make it sound like you don't think he's going to come here. That's how I take that. That's how I feel, having heard you say all that, and I trust your reporting. Hearing you say that makes me think he's not going to sign here and he's going to retire or wait for something better.
Unless you think that in the next little bit, the Steelers, that Aaron Rodgers is convinced that the Steelers are actually a Super Bowl contender and that this locker room, this offense, doesn't need as much care and feeding and as much leadership.
But what would change his mind if he didn't?
Oh, yeah, drafting Shedeur Sanders is really going to jumpstart that.
Didi, yeah, other than the draft where you're Aaron Rodgers would be projecting based on it, they picked a guy that he thinks is going to be a good pro. Like, what would change his mind now? He's had a lot of time to consider what he thinks of the franchise. I just don't see a guy like that going, you know, maybe I need to reconsider my notes here and come back to this again.
I think you're hearing the same thing. You know, Cam Hayward backtracked on this and, you know, once again, just like me, is so careful to be diplomatic and cleaned it up. We heard Ryan Clark say this. If Aaron Rodgers was all in on the Steelers, if Aaron Rodgers said, you know what, that's a place that I'm going to go help reestablish an offensive identity, reestablish leadership on offense, change some of the culture around what we've seen from the wide receiver group, take them to the next level, why would it not have already happened?
Roethlisberger said that.
I agree with you.
And Chris said, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Ben Roethlisberger. How about
that
for strange bedfellows?
Since his retirement.
All right.
Wait, you're telling me that you, me, and Ben Roethlisberger are all saying essentially the same thing?
I think that's the start of one of those walk into a bar jokes, honestly.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Aditi, sorry if this interview sucked. We're all very sleep deprived.
We're all
because
sick.
We have kids and we're all sick.
Come on,
Pony and I are
fighting
colds.
You didn't think that there was a lot of good stuff?
No, we think you did a fine job. I'm talking more from our end.
I mean, honestly, it's the DayQuil. That's why I sprang that question about Shedeur on you out of nowhere without any
pre-prep. See, I've been going NyQuil. I've stayed away from DayQuil.
You're going NyQuil during the day?
No, I do NyQuil before I go to bed.
Yeah, it's daytime. That's why I want DayQuil.
We should tell our listeners, it's not like you do ever actually give me advance warning. It's just when I'm sitting here talking about Mike Tomlin's assessment.
And it doesn't even tell us what he wants to do on Judge Donnie, our very popular recurring segment, till 10 seconds before the thing starts.
Yeah, it makes it better. All right, Aditi, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.